Can good karma not cancel bad karma? Then how does prayaschitta work? Is this prayaschitta good karma or what is it? Generally, with respect to karma, it is gahana karmano gati. Karma is very difficult to understand. We often take one set of statements and just absolutize them. When we say karma can't be changed, when that kind of statements come in, the point of those statements is that we need to be responsible while making our actions, while doing actions, while making our choices. But when it is said that the karma can't be changed, does it necessarily mean that after we have made a mistake, we should not try to correct that mistake? Obviously, we should. Okay, if I have made a mistake, now as soon as I realize, let me do course correction. And if I do course correction, then the consequence of that mistake will be minimized. So if I acknowledge my mistake, if I apologize, if I rectify, the purpose of, then again the reaction will be minimized. Say if somebody is caught speeding, somebody goes above the speed limit, and then the cop pulls them over. Now if they refuse to pull over and keep running, then the penalty may be much more. If somebody is just pulled over for the first time and they say, you know, I'm sorry, this happened or whatever, they explain, the cop may let them go also. So now it's not that there are rules, but there is also time, place, circumstances to be considered. So similarly, we don't have to absolutize these statements. Karma is very complicated. And sometimes we just take one statement within one statement and we absolutize it. For example, some people say that the number of breaths that we are going to take is fixed. Okay, that's true. But then in the same tradition from which the statement has come, also comes another statement, also comes a whole branch of knowledge called Ayurveda. And the whole purpose of Ayurveda is to increase Ayu. Ayu is lifespan. So if our lifespan is restrained, then how can the lifespan be increased? So the point is that if a person has died, in order to accept the death of the person, at that time, accept now. Life and death are destined. At this particular point, this death has happened. Let's move on in life. But when we are living, we have to do what it takes to improve our health. So if we have to take a right diet, we do the right exercise, we act in a healthier way, then that's within our hands. So no need to absolutize any one statement in karma. The only statement if you want to absolutize is that karma is too complex to be absolutized. Gahana karmano gati. So the basic principle we understand. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in his Chaitanya Shikshamrita that the basic principle of karma is that our actions have consequences. And therefore, we should choose our actions wisely. Now, specifically, which action has what consequence, which consequence can be cancelled, which consequence can't be cancelled, that is too technical for us to know. So when we do prayaschitta, when we atone for some wrongdoing, what are we essentially doing there? We are simply, it's like if we commit a wrongdoing and we ourselves go and admit, okay, I did this wrongdoing. Then, quite often, even in our man-made system of justice, a person who makes a guilty plea, acknowledges and cooperates with the justice system, that person will be considered less culpable than a person who keeps running away and evading from the and escaping and denying. So similarly, for us also, if this is a system, this is a basic principle of fairness in a man-made system. And what about the, surely it will be there in the divine system also. So if we recognize we have done some wrong and we atone for it, then definitely there will be some minimization of the reaction for that. The purpose of karma is not retribution, it is reformation. Retribution means you did this wrong, you have to be punished with that wrong, by that thing. That's not the purpose. The purpose is reformation. To help us to reorient ourselves so that we become directed towards Krishna, devoted towards Krishna. So if that is happening, then retribution itself is not required. If reformation is happening, then what? The purpose is not simply to give retribution. The purpose is to bring about reformation. Does that answer your question? So thank you very much.